This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1866. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, above all shortwave. On this edition, recorded February 23rd, Alaska, Australia, Brazil, Bulgaria, Canada, Colombia, Cuba, France, Germany, Greece, Guatemala, India, Madagascar, New Zealand, North America, Pitcairn, Sikkim, Solomon Islands, South Sudan, Uganda, USA, Uzbekistan, Zambia, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, the HAARP test from Alaska I mentioned last week did occur on February 20th to 22nd. I was unable to pull them in here in Oklahoma due to high noise levels or just being too far away. But we did get a number of reports about them from Walt Salmaniv in British Columbia and Bruce Churchill in Southern California. The main frequencies were 2.8 and 3.3 megahertz, but there were other frequencies, and these frequencies would change on very short notice. The only way to keep up with all the changes was by following the Twitter feed of the fellow who was running the tests, and you might want to check that in case he does something more in the future. After Twitter.com, it's CTFALLEN. And then there were those tests from Unique Radio New South Wales on 3210, which were scheduled to start UT Friday, February 17th. That was postponed 24 hours because of local conditions there, but they did occur the following two nights. Once again, we were unable to pull in that very low power signal, nor did we expect to this far away. Several did hear it by using remote receivers in Australia or by being in Australia themselves. Check the website for information about what Tim Gaynor plans to do next. It's www.uniqueradio.info. And by the way, Dave Kenny, using a remote, listening all the way in England, heard him playing World of Radio, as Unique Radio has been one of our affiliates. Monitoring it from the southern suburbs of Sydney was Brian Powell, who kept reporting about it via the DX Listening Digest group. And Wolfgang Büschel, who uses a lot of remote receivers, says he found it to be 2 hertz below 3210 at 1345 UT February 19th via the SDR in Brisbane, Queensland. As for the higher-powered Australian stations, which ABC has closed down, Artie Bigley sends a 5-minute clip of a member of Parliament delivering a speech calling for the restoration of Radio Australia and ABC on shortwave. That's Warren Snowden. It's on YouTube. Checking sometime every night from February 16th through 21st, I was finding no signals from Brasilia, Radio Nacional da Amazônia, or Radio Nacional Brasilia. When it's on the air with 250 kilowatts, are some of the strongest signals on the band, 11780 and 6180 kilohertz. Nothing there on those frequencies, except some other stations weekly, February 16th through 21st. And I was wondering what had happened. Got no answers from Brazil, but on February 22nd, by 21 UT, 11780 was back on the air. The only Brazilian left on 19 meters, Radio Inconfidencia, had been inactive for some time, from 15190, but José Ronaldo Xavier in Paraíba was hearing it again February 16th at 0130 during a football game with IDs. He says it returns to my location after a long time with a fair signal. Wolfgang Büschel checked it out February 17th at 1925 and found it to be 21 hertz above 15190, but it could not be heard on remote receivers in the U.S. On the same frequency, from 1730 to 1930, of course, is the voice of the Philippines, not to be confused. That is closer to 15190 itself. Manuel Mendez in Spain was also hearing it February 19th at 1140 to 1202 with a very weak signal, and on the 20th at 0915 with a program called Tren Caipira. If you haven't yet DX'd the Yukon Territory on medium wave in the form of CKRW 610 in Whitehorse, better hurry up. Dan Goldfarb on the medium wave mass list learned from Facebook that the station is thinking of applying to leave AM because of the poor condition of their antenna. They already have FM repeaters in Whitehorse and several other towns, and were expected to apply for that conversion to FM only in March. Luis Hernando Cardoso in Bogota confirms that Al Caravan Radio in Colombia has reactivated on 5910, loud and clear, he says, at 0120 UT February 17th, but who's not hearing anything at that time from sibling station The Voice of Thy Conscience on 6010. Al Caravan plays a lot of nice Colombian music besides its religious messages, and shortly I was able to hear it as well, as along with several others. There is blockage by Romania from 01 to 03 UT, but after that it is more or less in the clear. The frequency has been varying more than it used to. First I had it on 5910.06 on February 17th, but it was on 5910.155 later that night around 0700. And Dave Valkin, Pennsylvania, put it on 5910.18 even later that night, early in the morning, February 17th at 1014. So it kept drifting upwards. By the next night, UT February 18th at midnight 15, Luis in Bogota said the other one was also audible, although with a weak signal, on 6010. Wolfgang Büschel, using remote receivers, heard both of them February 19th. After 0600, 5910.166 in Detroit, Michigan, and 6010.145 via a receiver in Florida. I've noticed the clandestine for Cuba organized by WRMI, but transmitted via France Radio Republica, has not been on the air before 0200 UT on 9490. And the jammers have noticed too and not started jamming it until then, contrary to registered schedules, but it's not clear what the true transmission span is of Radio Republica. Richard Langley has been tracking it in New Brunswick and found that they were still going past 04 UT on February 19th. There may be an extended schedule on weekends only. That is, until 0500 following weeknights, he found they were closing down at 04 UT. Bill Telford continues his show on WBCQ from the Isle of Music, bilingual about Cuban music. It's UT Tuesdays at 01 to 02 on 7490. But now he says there's a special Sunday test transmission of the program via Bulgaria, February 26th. From 15 to 16 UT on 9400, with antennas designed for reception in Russia and neighboring countries. And of course, he's very interested in reports. You could send them to tilfordproductions@gmail.com, T-I-L-F-O-R-D. The once-a-year broadcast I mentioned last week from Radio Imrang did occur as scheduled Tuesday, February 21st at 16 to 17 UT on 15215. That's spelled, in case you're wondering, O-umlaut, M-R-A-N-G. That's the Frisian spelling for the island otherwise known in German as Amrum, A-M-R-U-M. It seems they have some immigrants in New York City, and they like to do this broadcast every year to get them in touch with home and to keep the Frisian dialect or language on the air. To us, it sounds a lot more like German than English, but it's supposedly somewhere in between. The entire hour was mostly in that language, with just a bit of English identifications here and there. and we could have used some typical Frisian music interludes. Here in deep North America, it was a big, steady signal with hardly any fading for the whole hour, a fine example of what Deutsche Welle, Radio France International, or any European broadcaster could accomplish, transmitting 500 kilowatts from France, 300 degrees toward New York. Wouldn't it be nice to have an English broadcast every day from some of those countries with such excellent reception? Lots of luck in trying to hear anything in English from the Voice of Greece, although they play lots of great music where the language doesn't really matter. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria monitors it closely and says on February 13th, they had a 5-minute English newscast at 1300 UT on 9420 and 9935. I happened to run across a bit of English a week later, February 20th, at 2127 on 9420. It was just part of an interview lasting a minute or so before going back into Greek. Richard Langley says, great music just 25 kilohertz apart. These afternoons here in New Brunswick, when the sun is now still shining after 5 p.m., or 21 UT, we have great reception of the Voice of Greece on 9420 and All India Radio on 9445, even on a portable receiver indoors with a whip antenna. It's difficult to choose which station to listen to. Happy 17th anniversary to Radio Verdad, or Radio Truth, in Guatemala on 4055. The only remaining Central American shortwave station. It went on the air February 25th in the year 2000, according to their history on their website, but it was officially inaugurated on March 5th, and IGH had the pleasure of first publicizing it to the DX world. Looking through his lengthy history of the station, Dr. Edgar Amilcar Madrid says, he first conceived of it in 1967 as a 25-watt shortwave transmitter to put his Return to Jesus program on the air. But it took many, many years before it actually was able to start on shortwave. On February 16th, Joe's Jacobin in India reports the latest changes to AIR external services, some involving frequencies and or changes of transmitter sites. I'll just deal with the ones concerning English. At 15:30 to 15:45, the English newscast 111.560 has moved from Goa to Bengaluru, which ought to mean much better reception from their high power unit. The general overseas service at 17:45 to 19:45, add 17.670 via Bengaluru, and at 20:45 to 22:30, 9910 has been changed from the Aligarh site to Bengaluru. Ron Howard forwards a reply from a monitor in Assam, Gautam Kumar Sharma, as they were discussing the reception quality of various All India Radio domestic outlets on 60 meters. Of particular note, Port Blair, Andaman Islands 4760, has a significant improvement of signal quality, he agrees. And as for AIR Shillong on 4970, its audio intensity level has improved. Madagascar World Voice is putting out distorted spur blobs from at least one of its frequencies, 11610, in Chinese between 21 and 22 UT. Dave Vauquin, Pennsylvania, found it February 15th on 11351.6 and 11868.4. Wolfgang Büschel then checked and refined the frequencies at that time. The separation from the fundamental was 258.458 kilohertz. And then I was also hearing them on February 18th, 20th, and 21st. Now to see if some of the other MWV frequencies are putting out the same type of parasites. One should check between 19 and 20 UT if Arabic is on 11945. And the separation is the same, which it might not necessarily be. Those would be on around 11687 and 12203. And the Arabic broadcast at 22 UT, if it is on the air, it is not always, 11770. The spurs could show on 11512 and 12028. The media magazine you monitor with your mind, World of Radio 1866. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com, archiving more and more valuable monitoring material, especially shortwave. All of this is non-commercial. Thus, we depend on and appreciate your voluntary contributions. Our thanks this week for financial support go to Bob Zerilli in New Jersey, who sent a contribution via PayPal to WORADIO at yahoo.com, and also to another donor who wishes to remain anonymous. One may also contribute by check or money order and U.S. funds on a U.S. bank to P.O. Box 1684, ENID, OK 73702. Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria notes some frequency changes effective February 15th for Radio New Zealand International. Notably, 9700 replaces 11610 between 11 and 13 UT. That's their one transmission aimed to the northwest rather than the northeast, so it's better for Europe than North America, although they're only intending to reach nearer targets in the Pacific. Also, from 20 to 2050, 13840 replaces 15720. That also applies, except on Saturdays, to the further hour until 2050 UT. 17675 is also gone again, replaced by 15720 between 23 and 03 UT. I'm rounding off the times they actually change a few minutes earlier. Fortunately, there are no changes to the frequencies we receive best in North America, which are 11725 between 05 and 08, 9765 from 08 to 11, and 7355 starting at 13 UT. Here's another new frequency for station YHWH, the North American Pirate. February 20th at 2113. During a band scan, I found an S4 signal where there should not have been one, just below 15530 by about 30 hertz. So my ears perked up, and yes, it did turn out to be the recognizable voice of Martin K. Elliott with his usual shtick, breaking the spell of Satan, Christianity, the greatest hoax ever. There is currently a Hamdi expedition on Pitcairn Island, thanks to a tip from Richard Allen in Oklahoma. I heard it on 21283 USB, February 20th at 16 UT. The call sign is Victor Papa 6 Echo Uniform. There are two guys from Germany and one from the Netherlands on this expedition, which is to last until March 5th. Read more about it at their website, pitcairn2017.de. When I was listening, they were only wanting to work hams in Europe. The previous morning, Richard was hearing them on 21222. Also heard them on CW 18085. They're working more than one frequency at a time, and they were going to be on 160 meters later. More logs of All India Radio, Gangtok, Sikkim. Thanks to the self-destruction of Alice Springs on the same frequency, 4835. In the NASA flash sheet, McDelmagin, Alberta, reports Gangtok, February 16th at 1448 in English with Western pop music, such as Red Hot Chili Peppers, Californication. He says, absolutely the first time I've ever heard anything other than Indian music on an All India Radio regional station. Also heard February 17th at 1457 to sign off at 1600 in English, except for the Hindi newscast at 1515 to 1530. Ron Howard in California also reports 4835 AIR Gangtok, February 17th at 1457 to 1515, with nicely above threshold level audio. At times could make out the language, alternating announcers in Hindi. There was a tone at 1512 to start the New Delhi audio feed, commercials in Hindi, and the news at 1515. And again on February 21st, Ron reports Sikkim, with unusually good propagation, the best yet since ABC went silent. Subcontinental Music at 1508. Switch to the audio feed again from New Delhi at 1512. Slightly less exotic than Pitcairn, but still glad to hear Hamdi X from Solomon Islands. I heard H44 Mike Sierra Bernard, February 21st at 0716 on 7170 LSB, contacting someone in New England. His signal was much weaker, but still more readable than I ever hear from the broadcaster SIBC, whose music was still on the air February 19th at 1407 on 5020. Yes, they've been extending their schedule again instead of signing off shortwave at 12 UT. Ron Howard in California has been monitoring that. February 19th as well. They were still on at 1550. Relaying One Talk FM 96.3, and it's a Sunday. They were playing all contemporary worship songs in English. He also heard Amazing Grace. And on February 21st, once again, they were on the air past 1518 UT. On the same date, Mick Delmage in Alberta was hearing them past 1600. Filed under Sudan South NON, Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, tuning into iRadio's afternoon broadcast, 16 to 17 UT on 15250 via France, February 21st and 22nd, hoping to hear some direct coverage of the famine situation in South Sudan during their English segment. But all I heard were interviews about military situation and difficulties the UN team has in monitoring the permanent ceasefire and reaching conflict areas to assess ceasefire violations, with the South Sudan Army barring them from doing their job. Of course, the famine is not completely divorced from the military situation. That broadcast is 250 kilowatts, 130 degrees. From Issoudun, France, says Ivo Ivanov, in Arabic, English, and several other languages. It appears that WWRB is no longer transmitting the clandestine to Uganda radio Monansi on 15240. At least on February 12th and 18th, I could not hear any signal during several checks over the time span. It could be on the air any time between 16 and 21 on Saturdays and Sundays only. At least three HIFR, very low power beacons on the ISM band have been heard lately. They are MTI, which is in Stone Mountain, Georgia, February 19th at 1418. I measured it on 13557.539. I only set the call sign about four times a minute. February 16th at 1537, there was K6FRC from California on 13565. And at 1538, right after it, I heard on 13564 GNK from Madison, Wisconsin. That sends about eight times per minute. As I mentioned last week, WWV had been announcing that it would be off the air for up to 8 hours a day, February 21st and 22nd, from all frequencies, due to an electrical upgrade. Well, whenever I checked on those two dates, it was still on and audible in the frequencies we would expect to hear it. Dan Robinson says, just when we thought it could not get any worse, this story at bbgwatch.com, look for the title, BBG Management Followed and Legitimized Fake VOA Iran Twitter Feed for Years. Broad Spectrum Radio and Voice of the Report of the Week were out of luck, being heard on WBCQ 7490 for their UT Friday, February 17th broadcast, because WWCR was on the same frequency. They're supposed to be on 7520, but brought up the wrong 7 megahertz channel and, at this location at least, completely blasted away WBCQ. Others were also noting the problem, the heterodyne between the two stations, one of them somewhat off frequency. Walt Salmaneve in British Columbia was reporting it at midnight 30 UT. This could have happened between midnight and 0300. And there were some reports that it may have happened the night before as well. As soon as I found out about it, I emailed WBCQ suggesting they raise hell with WWCR, and after 0200, what do you know, they were back on 7520, clearing 7490 for WBCQ. Radio Mi Amigo International told Nick Sharp in the British DS Club that they thought they were also blocked by the wrong frequency transmission of WWCR on UT February 16th at 0100, so that was rescheduled to February 23rd at 01 on 7490. Furthermore, hoping this does not happen again, Bill Telford, host of From the Isle of Music, tells us that he's launching a second program, Uncle Bill's Melting Pot, a half-hour music variety program, March 2nd on WBCQ 7490. It'll be a combination of Americana, world music, comedy, novelty, and I'll do my best to ensure it will be one of the most musically eclectic programs on any band, he says, along with a few laughs here and there. This is scheduled for Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard or Daylight before long, that is midnight UT Friday currently, and shortly at 23 UT Thursdays. Wish me luck, says Bill Telford. 6855, the WRMI number 5 transmitter, which lately has been duplicating other WRMI services on different frequencies depending on the time of day, lately I've noticed has been off the air or open carrier at certain times. This is especially the case between midnight and 01 UT, when showing on the web schedule is a new program called Christmas Radio on UT Mondays at midnight to 01, but it was only unmodulation when I checked, maybe next week. We regret to note that a program we always watched on PBS, Religion and Ethics News Weekly, is going off the air after 20 years, allegedly because of declining ratings, the final broadcast on Sunday, February 26th. February 19th at 14:07, I heard a station with a South Asian song on 15755. Apparently, this is Transworld Radio via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, which had registered this frequency, but until lately had been on a much lower channel, 7505, for their Hindi broadcast. Ron Howard in California has been following ZNBC Radio 1, 5915. Their morning broadcast with widely varying closing times. He says due to load shedding, the lack of electricity, they had been going off before sunrise at 0405 UT, but on February 19th they were still going past 0518. Bill Bingham in South Africa found they were still on at 0710 on February 20th. But February 22nd, Ron says, they went off the air again about sunrise 0405. Ray Robinson of VOH says there is hope that by as early as June, load shedding will be a thing of the past. Meanwhile, I'm hearing the weekend-only broadcast of Voice of Hope Africa from Zambia, 13680, February 19th at 14:15. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANKNSE is peaking at 20 and 5, February 24th and March 17th, but higher to 30 and 6 on February 28th, with G2 moderate storm levels. Solar flux dropping from 82 February 25th to 72 by March 5th. World of Radio 1866 concludes. I'm Glenn Hauser.